Okay, gente bonita, this was a mix by Danny Rodriguez, aka DJ Wasa. You can find me in Instagram at Wasa Warriors. Thank you so much for sharing this. Thank you to The Goods, Andy Williams, and CKUT for this opportunity. I hope to see you soon. I leave you with this beat from DJ Fresh from Bogota.
Everybody? Well, when you hear my big mouth voice, you know that you're logged on to Boom Boom Time, the show that brings you the oldies. All steel pan, all calypso, all soca, all R&B soul, disco funk, and lots of old reggae. I am Sister P.
I am DJ Sean.
And you are?
Good afternoon, Montreal. Good afternoon. Angel. Yes, Angel. Boy.
I tell you.
Yes, you know.
So I believe today is the final day for funding drive. And that means that's our second kick in the can begging for money. There we go. Straight up. No watch, no face, plain talk, bad manners, right? So we're going to be asking for your donations. I will read off the top 10 reasons to donate to Boom Boom Time.
You have a top 10?
Yes, I have a top 10 that I made up.
So for Boom Boom Time? The whole station?
No, I did the top 10 for Boom Boom Time,
for BBT. Boom Boom Time. Okay,
hello.
All right, for Boom Boom Time. All right.
Because ultimately it all goes to the station, right?
Yeah, so exactly.
All right, let's see if I could find it here because I had to write it down. I'll come to that. No, you know, Angel, you know, if I don't write it down, it's over. Okay, here we go. So you're going to give me drum. Yes. Top 10 reasons to donate to CKUT's Boom Boom Time show today. Number 10, CKUT BBT plays the best afternoon waltzing music. Do you guys agree? Say aye.
All right. Yes.
Okay.
Number 10.
Yeah. Number 9. CKUT BBT has 30 plus years of playing the best black music.
All right.
You're great. CKUT BBT consistently plays Montreal and Canadian black created music.
All right.
Good. CKUT, number 7 now. CKUT BBT ensures that they are accessible and responsive to their listeners. You agree?
All right. Yeah, go okay. ahead. Okay.
Number 6. CKUT BBT has interviewed some of the most interesting great guests and creates and names Montreal events top best dress list.
All right. Are we that? Right.
Mm-hmm. Number 5. CKUT BBT's DJ Storm grew up from Birth on Air, sings the best rendition of Happy Birthday. DJ Storm is a badass up-and-coming girl DJ. And DJ Storm inspires other youth to try to do their best and get involved in community.
All right, good.
Number 4. CKUT BBT is one of the only shows to be produced by an art-based black family.
All right.
You're ready for the top Top three now?
I ain't coming yet, but I'm waiting.
Oh, brother. Mm. CKUT BBT covers great issues of the day from a Black and Caribbean perspective, interspersed with great Black and Caribbean music.
All right.
Number two, CKUT BBT is a great example of a CRTC licensed alternative radio programming as per the Canadian Broadcast Act.
I hear you.
Okay.
I hear you.
And
I
number one, CKUT BBT is nothing without its listeners and CKUT Radio's continuous survival as a FM station is contingent upon the support once a year from supporters like you, the listeners. There you go.
I ain't coming.
You come in using the Black art-based family.
No, listen.
You want but angel was, name mentioned.
No. But you're way off of me, you know, boy.
Okay, come to me.
No, I was thinking, and that 10 list hole is the one of the only Black block that play steel pan music.
Oh, well, it's in there in Black and Caribbean music.
Well, steel pan is something separate.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because you will hear that music all over.
I guess the other reason is the only radio station where families argue on air. Alone deserves
but
donation.
But no, pan had to get it in there.
Yeah, but pan and is there.
But no, you didn't mention it. You know, you mentioned
you
music.
You wanted a special mention.
That's supposed to be mentioned with the music. Okay. And also, when coming to Parang.
Ah.
You understand?
All right. If you all guys right. agree with the angel, right. call and donate immediately.
Okay. And not only Parang.
Wait a minute.
We the city chutney.
Wait
too.
A minute.
You what?
The chutney. Chutney.
Okay. Stop.
Chutney.
Stop.
Wait a minute. If you guys want to donate, you guys call 514 right now. 833.
No!
You off with that? You really
514-907-9424. You there trying to give out your personal number. Use a scam.
Thank you.
And today we have an exciting show today. Hi, you. Sit down right there. Hi. We're going to do that. Yeah. Sit down. We're not even going to say who's in the house. We got some primo. Oh, boy. Turn off that. What's wrong with you? We have some primo guests, right? And they're international guests. They Tapanaris gift. There's only Tapanaris come to BBT, you know. Hi, Tapanaris boy. Sit down there. Okay. I'm taking their pictures. They're badly photographing because they're backlit. But we'll be putting up pictures just now. We're going to boot up the live just now. So without further ado, you know, the station, you could go to some radio station out in town and be whispering in and guess what? They're Tapanaris International. And all of I give you a hint. They're pugilists. But the auntie could still bust a 514-907-9424. And when we get back, we're going to talk to our surprise guest. Mommy's here, though, too. I don't know if we're talking to her. She's the real pugilist in the family. But anyways, let's play it about pan. Let's see if the pan rakes in some money.
We had a kick in the pan. We had a kick in the pan. I see you now.
I thought that I would give away the number because I thought that people would call me for donation.
You look scap. Come. No. You see, the pugilist is a scap. They're all scaps.
All right, we're going to kick off with this. You know, some people arguing we shouldn't call it barrel. Some say we should call it pan, but I know barrel.
Yeah, I heard that term yesterday for the first time from Mr. Desmond. I want to take the opportunity to say happy second birthday to online radio, MrDesmond.net. They celebrated in fine form, and he threw down a barrel tune, and it took me, my head had to go chung chunk to get it, but I got it. All right, play some music there, Angel. We got to get the live going. Ah!
We'll be right back.
fire go burn them indeed if they do not donate. This is the funding drive, and at some point the hosts in the telephone room are going to get back to me and let me know just how well we are doing. But in the meanwhile, one of the great things about CKUT is the fact that we have great interviews throughout the years. And I don't have much of an ego, but I have an ego. Because the way I've lived my life, I have been exposed to a lot of great people and some great children. You're about to meet two of the great children who about then turn man. And I think that beginning, the legacy began grade four, Victoria School. Victoria School then morphed into what is now FACES, the Fine Arts Elementary Core École Secondaire now. I think it's something like that. Elementary school, that's what it was originally. But now they just know it as FACE. And I met their mother there. She was all of 2 feet high. I would have been 3 feet five. And that was eons ago. That's really mid-70s. And we've been buddies ever since. And then she had a whole almost football team of children. And she had twins. And I remember coming up to the Vic and seeing the two little, they weren't rat size like Storm was, but they maybe good fat guinea pig size, right? And out of the bunch, she's the only one with twins. And these little boys have been around all of us. Hey, Angel, talk it truth, right? Because from the days of mass, we had a side of little boys in mass. Naji, Kirk and Chan, and the two little Dobson boys. If no other boys signed up, we were guaranteed these four or five boys. We had a couple others too. The names will come back. And let me tell you, all of a sudden, and Todd Man Pambi. Brip brap when you turn wrong, one of them, Trevor Thompson, right? Trevor is the one with the beard? Oh, I did it. He is currently Jamaica's national boxing champ.
I was, when I was amateur, I turned pro.
Amateur, you're yeah. So pro. Those were your professional now. Sorry. Now, last 2 years ago, 2020, he was the Olympic hopeful, but you know, COVID mash up what it was to mash up. And then you turn pro, and your record is 3-0, 3 knockouts.
Yes.
God, what's your little face? What I say? Where did this come from? No, my nerves are bad. His first fight was in New Orleans, second and third fight in Colombia. Now, you started first.
You started first.
Okay, and then now there's Chan, his twin brother, right? Chan Thompson, so it's the Thompson boys.
The Thompson brothers, yes.
Right? Pro boxer, so that's why your record is so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
10-0-7 by way of knockout. Some call you the man, some call you the greatest, and some call you the Zen master. What, you kind of zen them out and win them out, and then you clot them. Oops, I didn't say that on air, did I? Did they ever... Angel, can you tell them about me and boxing? They don't know.
We don't. Can we show? Can we show everyone?
Yeah, just not. But tell them about what happens, because I'm waiting. I kind of missed the one where you guys were on air. I don't know what happened. Tell them what happens when I watch boxing, Max.
I mean, it's simple. It's an easy thing with Pat. You know, she's a big shadow. You know what we just call shadow in boxing? You know, you really cannot sit around her. Yeah, in boxing, because you're going to get knocked out. You know, she shadows bad. She have it really, really bad.
We had guests over. So. I can't remember whose fight it was. And everybody was sitting in the love seat. And they left me on the big couch. And the doorbell rang. The guests came in. And this one little man sat beside me. Because we were already engrossed in the film. And I thump him in his head side. And ever since that, every time he sees me, he kind of is wary and pulls back.
You're undefeated too.
Oh, how you mean? How you mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, why boxing? I guess I'll share the mic with you because it's easiest. But Trev, why boxing? I don't need it. Leave it.
Honestly, champions. So well, for me, why boxing? For me, well, growing up, me and my brother and I always liked fighting. You know,
But he actually started boxing. He actually started boxing first 3 years before me. And at the time when he had joined, I think I had went to the gym once, but I was also in the process of having a baby. Mm-hmm. So we were still, it was still up in the air, you know, whether I'm going to be a father or not. And then we decided that we're going to keep the baby and I was going to be a father. So realistically, I went to work and took care of the family up until she was three and old enough for my family to help watch her too. And then 3 years later, I decided to join boxing and help my brother. Start my amateur career.
Your amateur career. Yeah. Now, when you say you both were fighting, you like fighting. What, you used to beat up the neighborhood kids like mommy and Auntie Pat? What? Tell us.
We would fight each other a lot.
Oh, you guys?
Yeah.
Play fighting or you just?
Play fighting a lot.
Play fighting.
Sometimes I get a little emotional, but.
Yeah, they used, mommy's in the corner. Could you do that on camera for me, Mom?
Yeah, we used to fight a lot.
You used to fight a lot?
Each other, holes in the wall.
But we never, holes in the people, that wall?
Everything, yeah.
Get the number, folks, 514-907-9424. Have you ever done an interview like this where we all up in your beeswax like this? Oh, good. I love it. It's exclusive to CKUT 90.3 FM. Why boxing for you? What was the transition like?
For me, it was a little different. But honestly, like, I always felt like I wanted to do something in my life that would challenge me mentally, physically, and spiritually. And I was always infatuated with Bruce Lee, you know, because
mm-hmm.
he, in my opinion, was a man who mastered himself on all of those levels. So I knew that something martial arts involved would allow me to do that. And I would talk about fighting every day to my mom, and she was like, go to the gym. So I went to the gym and, you know, pursued it, and here I am today. But the true goal is I want to bring change to the world, you know, great change to the world. So I know that boxing as a platform, I could use as a platform to show myself as an example and an icon to people in the world and bring change to the world.
Similar to what Muhammad Ali did.
Yes, exactly.
Right, okay.
Any great hero.
Any great hero.
Yeah.
Ma, jump in here. Ma, just jump right in the middle here. Lean in. I'm going to give you this mic. I think we have enough juice on it. Ma, boys, come to you. Ma is Audrea Fagan, and you know her as Genevieve, the great masseuse. Therapeutic therapist, okay? Now behave now. Here. Tell us, they come to you and they go, Ma, I want to go boxing. I want to fight. What is Mom's response?
Well, like they said, they were always fighting at home. And we were always an active, physical mm-hmm. kind of family. Challenge ourselves physically, a lot of running, racing up and down stairs. So I kind of was already into that active stuff. And yeah, Chan was just, I want to box. I want to fight. He kept saying, I want to fight. And I was like, go do it professionally. And my thing on it is be ready. That's it. I love it. I think it's fabulous. Just when you're getting in the ring, you know what you're getting in for. Be ready.
But let me ask you as a mother, because I see it, and my question is, don't make nobody thump with no open and no head. Oh, God, your pretty face. Oh, God.
Look
good.
You look good,
but oh, God. We're
staying good.
Don't you ever fear when they go into the ring? Like, I'm thinking of Rocky movies and that last movie with Creed. The guy from Black Panther.
Creed.
Creed, yes. Yeah. Creed 1 and 2, especially 2.
Keyword, movie, you know?
Okay, thank you. I think Trevor is getting rank with his auntie here. But do you ever fear, Ma?
No, actually, no. Thankfully, it has never got to that. They go in pretty. They come out.
Kid, we're going to top.
They come out pretty. Yeah. And the only thing that I go through pre-fight is I just want to make sure there's nothing in their heads but the fight. I don't want them to have any noise, not from me, not from the family, not from the children, nothing. Listen to your coach, listen to yourself, and go in with your head clear.
Is it difficult having a mommy like that? Because you know mommy back in the back in the day.
No, not at all. I have to say, for me personally, my mom was one of the biggest supporters in my career in terms of like a deciding factor of whether I would continue it or not, because it was a situation where I got to shout out my friend Shaquille Finn. Cause
and Shaquille is back in the day with us as well. Because Shaquille, you know, his father went to school and with us, right? So
Shaquille was the first person that actually, and only person that severely hurt me in the sport of boxing. And I saw my eyeball was hurting and I couldn't feel my face for like 2 months.
His father, he got that from his father.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And then when I went home, I was expecting everyone to be home to like talk to my mom and like, you know, like have her cuddle me and tell me it's okay. But no one was home. So I was like screaming, crying because I was upset and humiliated that it had happened to me. So by the time she had got home, I was looking for comfort. And she said, in boxing, this is what happens. In basketball, you break your leg, you know. Football, you may hurt your arm or something like that. But in boxing, these are the type of injuries that happen.
We're going to gang up and get Shaquille. Shaquille are coming for you next.
It taught me a lot, though. So I kind of really understood what it is that I was getting into. And it allowed me to move forward with a better understanding of what I'm into on my mind. So that was a big, factor in my career that if I didn't have that, if she wasn't there for me to talk to me in that way, I probably wouldn't have been doing it today.
I guess my next question would be, you go to Jamaica, right? And you've been to Jamaica several times before. They come from a fabulous Jamaican family from back in the 70s. Ma just disappears, right? And that is Trevor Thompson, right? And from the 70s, we all grew up with him, Steven, Boston, Shireen, a whole side of them, right? No, that was my jump street. We're talking Côte d'Ivoire. So you guys, your roots is from Côte d'Ivoire, right? Uh-huh. So I know you knew Jamaica for a long time. So when you go to fight in Jamaica and you win, tell me about the feeling.
Honestly, it was a great experience. I got my citizenship done there, so I'm a citizen and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So that was really good too, and I feel like over there it was I love Canada for sure, but having the opportunity to fight in Jamaica for like my mother country was really blessed, you know. Mm-hmm. And then Jamaica's a small island, so it's like they're very in tune with any athletes and they love the athletes.
I was about to say small, but when they come on to sports and they love it,
very supportive. Yeah. So when I was running. Like just training, a lot of people ask me, "What are you doing?" So I was staying in Sandy Bay, just a little outside of Montego Bay. So I'm running back and forth for months, and everyone they knew me as a boxer now, you know. So when it was time to come fight for the nationals, all my fights were on TV, you know. So when I came back home now, where I was staying in Sandy Bay, it was like a hero's welcome almost.
It's like Montreal Carnival and bigger.
Everyone. So, honestly, from now I know Jamaica by heart, but after winning the Nationals on TV, it's like maybe 4 or 5 out of 10 Jamaicans knew who I was. So, from traveling to Spanish Town, to Montego Bay, to Negril, it's like every now and then people are like, oh, like what's up? Like, bigging me up, you know, they see what I'm doing and they know that I'm trying to represent the country.
Is there a responsibility and a weight to carry a nation on your shoulders like that? And I imagine... Mm. You know, if I get to ever, and if you have the hookup, let me know. If I get to meet, you know, my boy, Wayne, Usain Bolt, what is that responsibility like?
I can imagine for him, too, because he's been carrying the country for so long.
Yeah.
But for, like, the level that I was at, I would say definitely yes. And I'm sure, like many champions, me, like, going there, I realized I was on the bus once, you know. And then this kid came on the bus and asked for some money because his team made it to some dance-off. And nobody budged, you know. So I took out my wallet, gave him like $200 Jamaican, and then everybody started giving money. So I leaned over to my coach and I said, "Jamaican needs a hero, you know." Mm-hmm. And I said, from seeing Jamaica and like being in all over the country, from the ghetto to the richest places in Jamaica, there's a lot of things that I want to do there too. So, like my brother's ambitions and goals is like one of mine ones is to help take care of Jamaica and just bring change over there, you know. So being there. The weight, a small weight, you know, because the people look, they're looking up to you, like you're doing something. So if I can do it, imagine how many, if like 200 little boys watch me, and even just little kids actually, maybe 75 of them will do it. And out of that 75, how much people they inspire. So if I can inspire kids like that, then, so yes, it's a duty for me to stay positive, stay like strong and do it. So I train with that.
In your mind.
In my mind also, you know.
I want to remind you on Facebook, those of you, this is Premier Because they're going to talk to Auntie Pat differently than they did. Auntie Pat divered them, for goodness sakes, right? So nowhere else are you getting this interview. And that's what CKUT does. Yeah. The very best of who we are in Montreal and Canada. And we have world-class greats born or of here that go out. And CKUT, ultimately, they have to pass through CKUT at some juncture. Not only the musicians, our literary artists, our sports hero, and, of course, musicians. So if you are enjoying this interview, 514-907-9424. Okay, I want to get Stormy in on this. Yeah, hold on. Let's move over. Storm, come over here, because I'm sure you have a question, because you know. Well, how does it feel? Come, Storm. You don't have to have. I want to ask you a question. Yes. Here's somebody who these two boys used to take care of you when you were the rat baby and fit in our hands. How does it feel to have kind of two big kind of cousins who are boxers and world famous like this?
I can be honest.
Yeah.
I can be honest, this is quite emotional for me, because I look at these two guys as brothers. Other than cousins, I see them like brothers, you know? Yeah. And I see that this is going to just not only rock for me, this is going to rock my entire family, you know?
Yeah. 100%. So that when you grow up, right, and you have a boyfriend who is very serious. How's it gonna feel when I call your two brothers for them? Could you give them the face? Give them the face.
I don't know. Maybe I'm a little bit overwhelmed.
I'm just. You can handle these two. You feel?
We'll protect you.
I can handle everyone in my family.
Nice. All right, so listen here now. When is the next fight? Where do you guys go from here?
We're fighting in Colorado, May 7th.
Yeah?
In Denver. Boxing, though, nothing is never confirmed until
you're in the ring.
Until you're in the ring, because in boxing, there's always a lot of change of plans. Things could be happening.
Weigh in, gets mixed up, everything, or anything. So tentatively, May what?
May 7th.
That's Louise Burns' birthday. So Louise Burns' birthday is fight day, right? You're going to do it for Louise?
Louise.
Louise. 514-907. We're talking here with the national. Are you still the champ?
It's funny because there hasn't been another.
So you're still champ because because in Trinidad when they had the Calypsonian, she's still the Calypsonian for 3 years because there's been champ
because COVID they haven't done it.
Hi, hello, we know that. Yeah. So you are going to go in the history book as being the champ for 3 years. I love it. As your publicist, that's the line, and you're sticking to it. So tentatively May 7th in Colorado, and what are you fighting?
What are we fighting?
This
boxing.
I know.
The weight? Like a lightweight?
Yeah, weight. Oh, lightweight. Yeah. Lightweight. That's the category.
Yeah.
So is it a title bout?
No, not at title shots yet. So now that I'm 10-0, I'm boxing 8 rounds. Because when you first come into the professional boxing, you'll start at 4 rounds.
Yeah.
Then eventually you get comfortable. You move up to 6 rounds,
mm-hmm.
8, and then 10 rounds and 12 rounds.
10 for minor titles.
Any minor titles, you could fight a match of 10 rounds, and a world title, you fight as of 12 rounds. So once I start doing 10-round fights, I'll become ranked.
Okay.
So I definitely believe I'll be world champion within the next 2 years, for sure.
You hear that? You heard it here first, son. What, Angel? Angel, when I'm here, Angel, when it... Okay, sorry, no, we'll hit you. Okay. You guys are going to have to get restraints. We have to buy new couches, right?
Write on the list what you need when I get the
belt. Right. They have money now. I want velvet restraints. Okay, all right. Mind me to show you a picture after. Good.
Send the wish list, you know?
All righty. Listen, how does it feel coming home? Montreal, because even though you're fighting for Jamaica, but you come home. Both of you are born here, of here.
Yeah.
Do you carry Montreal on 100%. Your back at all?
Yeah, for sure, because like Montreal's will always be home, even though I'm living in Toronto and fighting the States.
Yeah.
My mom's here, my daughter's here, everyone's here, and I grew up here, so, like, you know, like, all my family's here, so I've done so much to Montreal. So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter where I am, it's like Montreal
is home. And now, what's the response here? Because it's a huger city. What it used to be a boxing town.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
It's still, there's still a lot of great, good fighters, really good fighters that could be, have a potential to become great fighters from Montreal. But the differences between, like, so I have to say, and what I would love to change, I'm sure that me, my brother, and all of my team in Toronto, shout out to all of them, could change in Canada, is that, and especially Montreal, is that the sea in Jamaica, like, you do any little thing that you could be doing, you're going to have a massive amount of support. In Canada, the support, it doesn't seem to, it's like you almost have to fight for the support, you know what I mean? So
Now, when you say support, audience or financial
both,
support?
Both.
Both.
Yeah. Both. But I mean, like,
I'm calling the MP. No. Call We're it. Going to start to talk call and it. Make noise. Because, yes. You know, funny as you say that, eh? Mm-hmm. When Ben Johnson, and I was reminded of this a couple days ago when I was talking about that history. Ben Johnson, when he ran initially and won, Canada's Ben Johnson. And of course, when, you know, things didn't turn out well, right? He became Jamaica's Ben Johnson. And that is what essentially people are saying, our artists and our athletes say, the support in Montreal, right? And so we're going to have to make noise and say, support them, right? Because how can you be born here picking up stuff?
It's funny for even for people fighting for their countries, you know? It's crazy.
In my opinion, I've said it like when I was on other talk shows, I said that I know what, like how I've supported any young fighter under me was in the way that I believe that I would love for people to support. So I know that once I get the belt, once I become world champion, and my brother as well, and everyone else on my team, once we do it, when we bring back the noise, we will be the support. So anything moving forward outside from us will have what we didn't have.
So when you nurture the seed, the plant grows, right? Mm-hmm. That is the support. Yes. It will bear fruit and so forth, essentially. Poetic, you should write. All right, listen, we're going to play some music. Angel, you've watched these little boys. You have made most of their costumes, right? You have a question for them? You want to turn that camera just a little bit?
I have a little question. Your next question I could say is take off and drink water.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you take a cough, you drink water. I mean, you see headspace?
Yeah.
That's where you have to protect. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you guys looking, I see the, you know what I mean?
You remember how they were small and they did
You understand?
Turn the camera back on the two of them. Come, let me see. Stand up and flex. Come, stand up, let me see them. Stand up, let me see them.
No.
You have to pay for it. Pay
what?
Oh, them.
Yes.
Okay, so they might have pledged
for that flex.
They said you have to pay for it. 514-907-9424, and they
will. $25, you know, that's up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir. That's
thousands,
up there.
You know, thousands.
So yeah, once you guys have the headspace. I hear the interview. I hear you guys. What you guys talking about? Look like you already know. Mm-hmm. You already know where you at.
Yes.
You already know what you want to do, and that's important. Once you know where you're going and what you want to do, and you're on the track, all you have to do is protect self.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
So I guess the last question I'm going to leave you here, ask you before you leave here. I mean, you're going to stick around and tell us what is your favorite old school. Okay, let's do that before I ask you that question. Favorite soca? okay, well, let us see.
Your favorite? What's I like what you like.
Come on, you guys.
When it comes to soca, honestly. Yeah. I can only soak up 15 seconds of soca.
That was harder to do
than step in the ring and fight anyone who I've ever fought.
Yeah.
Okay, Carnival? Shush! They will not play. Carnival was hard for you guys.
Harder than boxing.
Yeah, no.
What, the mass cap?
the timing.
Harder than
timing,
boxing.
The timing. They didn't have the timing to post. They were trying to
win. Well, that's right. You guys were shy.
They were shy. They were shy.
That's right. They were painfully shy. And then no sleeping.
And my mom, you know, was in mass and stuff, so we kind of like tagged along too, you know?
You were dragged along.
Yes, that's it.
You're in therapy now because of mass. Good. Is all that suffering have you beaten people in your
life? Exactly. All that long walks on the road? You in the jumping? Get it.
Is mass have you where you guys are now? Okay, we're going to come off of camera. We're going to try to think of one song, right? It had to have been Faluma, ding, ding, ding.
Ah, there you go.
He's just with it.
He's sick. I try not to remember sometimes, you know?
Okay, stop. You're not messing up. We want the Soca Massive to pledge, right?
Yes.
Spiritually. Spiritually, when you say you have to get ready for fights spiritually, what does that entail for each of you? Hold it. Yeah. Stick up in. Stick up in. Give me some music.
Now, before I get in music, is DJ Storm going to be doing her thing?
Ooh, right? So you got pledge, the Thompson Twins. Yes. Then you have DJ Storm, who's going to DJ music.
DJ Storm
going to
be DJing right now.
All righty. 514-907-9424 is the number to call. And when we come back, we're going to find out, before the guys leave, spiritually, what is it they have to do to prepare for a big fight? Alrighty? You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Boom Boom Time. And I want to know that the phones are ringing. And I want to see that you guys are texting me to tell me that we have people who really respond to this interview. Alrighty? Here we go.
All right, DJ Storm in the house, Montreal. Hey, let's pledge. Let's pledge. We're begging. All right, this is DJ Storm in the house. Oh, you remember that one, eh? Hey. This is how we do it, Montreal. This is how we do it. Pledge, pledge, pledge.
I'm party, woman, vini. Saka fek, wiki, wiki. Too much pressure, vini. Ya bring the bumper, gimme, gimme. This is Mati, woman, vini. Saka fek, wiki, wiki. Too much pressure, vini. Yeah, me no.
That's right, Montreal. Hey, I want you to pledge for DJ Storm. If you love DJ Storm, hey, just send that money. Just send that money. Wherever you are, just send the sender. You're mixing.
Better move from there. Take over the road. We take over the road.